T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the sudden resignation of California's public health director. Not too long after we've been talking about the glitch that led to the undercounting of COVID cases.
The glitch has since been fixed, but now state officials have to pull together the real numbers so we can find out exactly where we stand in regard to the number of coronavirus cases. Dr. Sonia Angel announced her resignation in an email to staff members. Now, what made this such a big deal is that the number of cases finally seemed to be dropping. The governor had ordered certain businesses to close again a month or two ago, and health officers were hoping, they were expecting to see the number of cases fall. Then we learned of the glitch and learned the numbers were most likely higher than we thought. Last week, state officials confirmed that as many as 300,000 records had not been processed by the computer system that local officials were relying upon for COVID-19 test results. Again, the glitch has been fixed, but Dr. Angel is out. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
So how bad was this whole glitch scenario? Well, here's the thing. Some of the county officials across California found out about it before the governor found out about it. Emails obtained by Politico show that the State Department of Public Health sent alerts to county health officials a full day before the governor spoke encouragingly about what looked like a big drop in the virus cases. Apparently without knowing about the glitch, which, as John just reported, has been fixed.
Younger adults in L.A. County continue to account for more coronavirus cases. Health officials reporting nearly 1,800 new cases yesterday, 35% among the ages of 30 to 49. Experts say, though, that the increased number of younger patients has lowered the overall death rate. Top official with the L.A. Police Union is criticizing the mayor's plan to have officers enforce the basically going after these party houses and cutting off the utilities. Union board member Robert Harris told CBS2 that enforcement should be done by other people, not LAPD officers who need to spend their time focusing on serious crime.
This is not a police matter. This would be a matter for his civilian staff or somebody else with a clipboard to respond out to. My men and women in uniform are not his political toys. We have a real job to do.
The mayor's enforcement effort took effect this weekend, the rules at least, but this was after being prompted by a party in Beverly Crest that attracted hundreds of people and ended with a shooting. But even after the mayor's enforcement rules took effect, there were still more parties.
In fact, a lot of those parties violating the virus rules are being held in homes that are being illegally rented for just a very short stay. More than a year ago, the city imposed new restrictions on short-term rentals, but the Times says there are still thousands of illegal rentals being advertised on Airbnb and other online sites. In theory, violators can be fined $500 a day, but only about 650 citations have actually been issued.
The judge issued a restraining order last week against his church up in Ventura County because they were defying the orders not to have these indoor gatherings, but they did it again over the weekend. And now we'll see what the judge does now.
Lots of singing, handshakes, and hugs.
Amen.
Very few face coverings and no social distancing.
I consider churches to be essential.
Just how churchgoers at Godspeak Calvary Chapel wanted it.
We did have some people that appeared that had an opposing opinion, and that's fine because that's one of our rights.
Pastor Rob McCoy tells KNX that he was ready to be cited or jailed for defying the judge's temporary restraining order to not hold indoor services Sunday, but that didn't happen.
And they're not allowed to suppress our inalienable rights, and the judge even said constitutional rights, and at that moment I realized the Constitution doesn't give us any rights. It protects us from a government that tries to take our rights.
McCoy said he can't hold services outdoors for safety reasons. He's received death threats. Plus, he said a church member has a sun allergy. In Newbury Park, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LAUSD should be providing a little more update on the resumption of classes. Just a week from tomorrow, that's when the classes resume. The superintendent of Austin Buettner says he'll be discussing the possibility of returning to on-campus classes.
Screen time will be an issue going forward as everybody is online and parents are going to be challenged.
The problem is screen time. Kids will be spending a whole lot of time in front of those screens, and Dr. Corinne Cross, spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatricians, says that means parents have to make sure their kids get enough time away from the screen.
When they have their free time, that free time is even more important that that free time be outside or that free time be off of screens and with kids moving around. Because if they don't utilize that free time to move around, then they're going to be sedentary all the time. And that's really what we don't want as pediatricians.
Dr. Cross says parents should also make sure their kids are getting nutritious meals and snacks. And she adds it helps to have a daily schedule so everyone can do their work more effectively and without distractions. Nathan Roberts, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.